This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half of the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here we go. The charts for the week of April 25th to the 29th, magically presented by a radio magician, in fact. Michael Harrison is here. We can refer to him as the Talk Radio Guru or Talk Radio Magician because he works with his staff every week to come up with the top 10 stories and the top 10 people that affect the conversation about these stories. And so, Michael, you are welcome. Thank
you.
I like that.
Talk radio magician.
Yes.
I've always wanted to have the power to be a magician. And there's no doubt that radio is a magical medium.
It is.
And let us continue to generate that magic. Here are the stories that people were talking about all week, according to research, the research of talkers. At number 10, we have climate change. At number 9, we have immigration. At number 8, we have race relations. At number 7, we have crime and violence. At number 6, the January 6th committee, and that's tied with just a wide assortment of activities rendered upon the news by Donald Trump. At number 5, we have partisan politics, and that's tied with the midterm elections. At number 4, COVID-19 remains a big story, obviously. At number 3, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign policy, which is obviously impacted by the war. And number two topic this week, Elon Musk acquiring Twitter. And number 1, the economy. Just shows you how big a story that Twitter story is. Mm-hmm. On the People Survey, at number 10, we have Trevor Reed, the guy in that prisoner swap with the Russians. Janet Yellen at the Treasury Department at number 9. Madison Cawthorn, the controversial legislator, at number 8. Another controversial person of Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene at 7. Mitch McConnell at 6. Kevin McCarthy at 5. Donald Trump at 4. The Vladimirs, Putin, and Zelensky at 3, Elon Musk at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1 in another crazy week of conversation in America.
What's the translation of Vladimir? Is it John or Joseph? What's the...
You brought that up last week, and I didn't further check it out, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Joseph. I keep wondering, because I don't know myself. I haven't been able to figure it out. At any rate,
I find names in different languages that don't sound the same. It's kind of funny. I mean, Vladimir is Joseph. I mean, a name is a sound, really. It's what sounds nice, and what it, you know, if it doesn't have any bearing on the original name, how do you translate a name? Isn't that like a weird thing when you think about it?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, in French, Michael is Michel.
Michel, Marbella.
You know,
but then
it's close. Yeah, but it's close, you know.
Yeah.
You know, William is Guillaume. John, I believe, in Spanish is it Juan. Jose is Joseph. I mean, they're close. Mm-hmm. But when you have something, you know, Joseph and Vladimir, I don't see any connection.
Whatever. Let's do some connecting here,
right,
so that we can give people insight to your thoughts as to what you have learned yourself, what you've gleaned. I like getting into your head when we do these programs. And what I thought was interesting is how COVID has slipped in part. That's not the only thing I found interesting, but it has been number one for so long, and then it slipped down as it became less important. Now it's sort of moved up again, number 4 this week. The cases have risen across the bulk of the United States. They're not serious. I've known a lot of people who have gotten sick who have had the shots. And then the discussion becomes, well, is the shot wearing off? Do I need to get a booster? My pharmacist told me I didn't need one. And he thought, in fact, because he questions what may be the content and what the down-the-road impact is going to be, which I thought was very interesting for a pharmacist. He has 2 independent drugstores in my town. And he says, you know, don't be so quick to jump into the 4th shot. Wait for the flu shot and that sort of thing. So, anyway, you look around our neck of the woods here in New England, a lot of cases up in Vermont, Rhode Island, New York, That's one wonders why would it be regionalized? Do you ever, you know, think about that? When you know, it's, I don't know, it just seems strange because people travel around so freely. Why would it sort of stay in one neck of the woods, you know?
No, because most people don't travel. Most people stay where they are. So the population is basically settled for the most part in different places. And based upon the existence of the virus in that place, it could be, you know, impacting more people in any given time than another place.
So you're telling me I'm wrong, then?
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm answering your question. You asked why would it be regionalized. You didn't say why.
Wow.
You asked a question. You asked a brilliant,
oh, my God,
penetrating
yes.
question that people need to know the answer to, and
right.
I tried my best to accommodate their desires.
That was very good. Yeah. All right, so that's the COVID thing with the, you know, the focus so much is on these personalities like Fauci. Whose the headline this week was he's not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Then I'm not going either.
I'm not going either, right. Exactly.
I got it with that.
I mean, give me a break.
What a horrible experience it is. Folks,
if you
it's glamorous, you're wrong. It's terrible.
Well, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, everybody's falling all over themselves because they're going back to doing it after a number of years of not doing it. And it's a big deal for the insiders in Washington. And when I say insiders, people who are in the news media consider themselves and sometimes are considered insiders, aren't they? And that's sort of the problem with the news because there are too many people. I remember once going to one of the White House Correspondents' Dinners and talking to our friend Ellen Ratner about getting some story right, and she said, no, I can't ask that question because I would lose my access. And I looked at her and said, what the hell are you talking about? She says, if I embarrass anybody in the White House press briefings and ask the wrong question, they'll throw me out. And
right.
So that was one of the great lessons I think I learned at the time. It isn't the news. It's what we want you to tell people. And so here we go back around again to number two, Elon Musk and his acquisition of Twitter and what he says he's going to do to change things like that. You buying it?
Well, no, I don't buy it because I don't buy the idea of trading in corporate control over communications, which is what we have now. A handful of corporations control most of the communications in America.
Right.
That troubles me deeply, but what troubles me even deeplier is one man, by virtue of his wealth.
But Michael, he says he's going to fix everything.
They often say a perfect form of government would be a benevolent dictatorship, having a good king.
Good King Elon.
I see trouble ahead with guys like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, this new breed of multi-billionaires who are wealthier than entire corporations, able to come in and control the means of communication in the name of free speech, in the name of their free speech. Absolute power corrupts absolute. Absolutely.
Yep.
Human nature being what it is, we have to constantly have checks and balances over either the wrong organizations or a monopoly or, in some cases, one individual having that much concentrated power. So I raise an eyebrow and my red flags go up when I see something like Elon Musk just plopping down 40-some-odd billion dollars and taking over something that even the president of the United States can control.
Okay, so let's say he calls you later today, Elon Musk, and says, I want to buy Talkers, and I'm going to give you $48 million. Are you going to say, nah?
I wouldn't take less than $50 million. Talkers is a speck of dust in the communications world. Talkers is a small little medium among many media. If Talkers were as powerful as Twitter, I would say that Michael Harrison
is in the talk business, and talk is where
business.
People get their influence from talk stuff.
Yeah, but you know, influence and power are two different things.
Really?
Yeah, there's a huge difference between having influence and having power. And then there's different levels of power. So, no, I mean, that's like somebody saying if somebody offered you for Doug Stephan Productions, because you basically are the owner of
50 mil. Where do I sign?
Yeah, but that's not the same. Somebody owning Doug Stephan Productions or a small publication in the scheme of things, Talkers mm-hmm. is a small publication. Might be powerful or influential, as I say, you say powerful in the radio business. But we're talking about Twitter as something that has a major role in defining American consciousness. Mm-hmm. It's like somebody owning the telephone company or owning the water company.
So there are those people who are listening to us right now on the Space Coast who think that Elon Musk is a hero, not because he bought Twitter, but because he owns SpaceX and Bezos to a point as well, because every week there's a launch now. And all the people that had to go away because George Bush cut the budget for NASA and they cleaned out thousands of people when they shut down the shuttle program, now they're all going back to work, and they all think that this guy's a hero. I don't know whether...
In some ways, he is a hero. The fact that he's doing great work in terms of space exploration and moving that forward, that's wonderful. However, as long as one man does not control space, I mean, then it would be very dangerous.
Well, there you go. That's another thing to think about. We look at the surface stories and the surface influence from some of these people and the stories and don't necessarily look deeply into it. And that's why News Talk is as helpful as it is. Continuing with Michael Harrison, I'm Doug Stephan. So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid and digestion no longer a problem. Get back in balance with balance7.com. Order today at support@balance7.com. That's support@balance7.com. Or call balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back in the fold with our discussion of what's going on in the world of news talk radio this week. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who is the magic, he's the king of the world when it comes to news talk radio. And we've just found that that offer for 50 has been up to 55, Michael.
Okay, so I'm thinking about it.
I think you'd be thinking about it. Okay, number three this week is the situation in Ukraine, the war, Russia, and all of the huffing and puffing that's going on. We're going to shut them down. Apparently, since the war started, Russia has made $66 billion in fuel exports. So all of this PR bunkum that's coming from the Europeans and from folks elsewhere who want to put a stop to the Russian aggression, they spent $66 billion to buy fossil fuel just in the last 2.5 months since the invasion of Ukraine. So, I mean, this is ludicrous. This is ridiculous to have everybody, we're going to put the squeeze on the Russians. You know what he can do with $66 billion in terms, he doesn't give a damn about the people who live there. He just wants his piece of, he wants to put the old USSR back together again. And according to Rand Paul this week, what's the big deal? He's just trying to put back what they had before, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to determine where you're going with this.
I just find it extraordinarily amusing to have all of this huffing and puffing on the part of the news media. We're going to shut Russia down.
Okay, so what should they be doing if you were king? How would you cover this story?
I'm not covering it. What the reality is, well, I guess, part of it is
about the news media. You're talking about covering it.
Right. So here's my coverage would be Russia is still selling fuel to the same people and at the same rate as they were selling it before. So how do you expect to stop the war that you all are worried about in Europe, the aggression of the Russians, if you keep giving them billions of dollars? That's a long headline, but I guess that's the story.
Well,
in a manner of speaking,
it's,
yeah.
Obviously, wars are—they come with a tremendous load of propaganda. Propaganda is part of the process of waging war. I mean, if you look back, you know, the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World Wars I and II, tremendous amount of propaganda
and the propaganda machines on each side, you know, whether it's Tokyo Rose or it's, you know, all kinds of things are done to mess with the other side's psyche, their morale, to bolster political support domestically, to scare the public in the opposing country. This is part of the insanity that comes with war, and you're commenting on that. But there's nothing amusing about the war itself.
No.
And the fact of the matter is that the Russians, whether they're making money, losing money, winning the war, losing the war, thousands of Russian young soldiers are dying. And what's going on in Ukraine is a travesty.
So why hasn't somebody shot Putin?
So what do we do about that?
Somebody should go shoot Putin. Send in the Delta Force or whatever it is, and the snipers can shoot him from a mile away. He may not let anybody closer than 40 feet to him, but everybody knows, they know where he is every moment of every day. So why haven't we just put him out of our misery and just shot the guy? And be done.
In some cases, we do shoot generals. In some cases,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We went after them. Maybe there are different ramifications. Sometimes, if you take the top guy out, it creates a worse situation, makes a martyr out of him, or the number two guy could be worse. There's always a number two guy and a number three guy, and an inside group running things. It's complicated.
Let's blow up the Kremlin. Blow the whole thing up.
I don't know. That sounds a little silly.
Well, it does, but
but it could happen is evidence by the fact
that
our enemy sent a plane into the World Trade Center. I mean, these things happen.
Bingo. 20.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States recently sent $800 million in military assistance to Ukraine as the country gears up for the second phase of Russia's invasion. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explains what's being done to teach Ukrainian forces how to use these weapons.
The United States has commenced training with the Ukrainian armed forces on key systems at U.S. military installations in Germany. Now, these efforts build on the initial artillery training that Ukraine's forces already have received elsewhere, and also includes training on the radar systems and armored vehicles.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden's call with the Mexican president was constructive. Psaki adding Biden currently has no plans to visit the U.S.-Mexico border, but is open to making the trip in the future. This is USA Radio News. Oklahoma took a step to protect those who can't protect themselves.
The Oklahoma Senate passed a Texas-style bill that protects unborn children from the moment when their heartbeats can be detected at approximately 6 weeks of pregnancy. The Oklahoma House had already passed the bill, which now goes to the desk of Governor Kevin Stitt, the Republican, who is expected to sign the bill into law in the coming days. Like the Texas law, the new legislation would be enforced by civil action. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More than a quarter of a million Ford Explorer SUVs are being recalled because of a drive shaft issue. Officials saying a bolt in the rear axle can fail, which allows the drive shaft to disconnect, causing the vehicle to roll away. There have been around 235 warranty claims due to the problem, but no crashes or injuries have been reported. The vehicles covered are 2020 to 2022 Explorers with various motors, including hybrid setups. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, as we continue with our overview of the big news stories that are talked about on talk radio every week. This week, it's different than it was last week. It always is. People list as well. We have Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here, to go through the essence of the content of conversation, a lot of them anyway. One of the things that I guess we could tie to number three, which is the Russian-Ukrainian war, is the proposed legislative package on Thursday that would allow the feds to sell assets seized from the Russians. Like, how do we, let's sell the boats and use the dough. We'll give it to the Ukrainians to fight the war. I thought that was pretty, actually, clever. Right?
Right.
Why not?
Gun yachts. You know, they have
yeah,
these beautiful yachts and luxury boats. Fitted with, you know, with cannons. I'm only,
right.
I'm kidding. The fact is, I guess they would turn the money into that. But go back to what you said earlier. All of this stuff is cosmetic. Economically, it doesn't necessarily amount to anything consequential in terms of the direction of the war. Just whether or not Russia will suffer major consequences or minor ones. The real story is what they're inflicting upon Ukraine and whether or not they'll stop there or will they continue and will they start to, take over other countries.
With the economy is the number one discussion topic this week. A lot of focus on what Disney is doing or contributing to the economy of Central Florida and whether or not the governor there can shake things up enough, what it's going to cost to the local taxpayer. Who knew that Disney controlled things the way they do? I found that to be the most fascinating part of the conversation. Didn't you?
Yes, it was an eye-opener, but it's also understandable. Those deals were made with Disney back when that land was barren. And
swampland.
Yeah, there was no Orlando as a cultural and entertainment and hospitality center.
Do you remember the airport in Orlando when before Disney?
Orlando was a small city.
But the airport was a one strip, and there was a, when you come off of what is now the Beeline, where the airport is, and the building is still there, there were like three gates. I can remember going down there and thinking, no, how is this going to, how can they do what they want to do with this kind of an airport? And now you look at it today, good Lord.
So the point is, how can this happen? Well, had Florida not given Disney the kind of benefits and tax relief and support and help, Disney would probably never have gone on to build what they did and become a source of
huge,
tremendous jobs and revenue for the state. So this all comes, you know, from, you know, government, private industry cooperation. I mean, for business. Some states are thriving because they're tax-friendly to big business. Others are suffering, people heading for the hills, such as California, because they're not friendly to business. Mm-hmm. So this was a case of the government of Florida being friendly to Disney, giving them advantages, making it work. And look what came. We have airports, we have infrastructure, we have highways, we have jobs, employment, all kinds of interesting cultural
changed
icons.
Central Florida.
Right.
Changed it completely. And yes, the businesses that are connected to it, the jobs that are connected to it,
so
and the ancillary
why.
Things like on the Space Coast, you don't have to go very far down that Beeline to go to Melbourne and Cape Canaveral and stuff. You make a trip of it. There are all kinds of things. SeaWorld, those all, well, the Cape didn't develop because of Disney, but certainly all the other stuff that's around down there.
Right.
Completely developed.
So to look at the story as, you know, well, how does Disney get away with all of this? It's not looking at the big picture and how it came about and how it happened and what its history is. Maybe the deal has to be changed, but it shouldn't be looked at in isolation or in a vacuum, because there's a history there and there have been a lot of benefits for everybody as a result of Disney having that break.
All right, so the economy is number one. I thought this was an interesting connection to that. The president said that the administration is looking at ways to reduce some, and that's in quotation marks, federal student loan debt. But specifically, they are not planning to forgive up to $50,000 per borrower. Obviously, that wouldn't look good because it's going to cost a lot of money, and who's going to pay for it? You and me. I already paid for college, didn't you? I don't want to pay again. I paid for my children, at least to a point. So I'm going to pay for somebody else that I don't even know? That's what the trouble is with these sorts of schemes, right?
Well, the trouble is, you know, if you relieve everybody's tax debt, these people, I mean, school debt, they went into it knowingly, even though maybe they didn't know as much as they should. I mean, there are cases to be made for that. But what about people who are not going to be exempt from that, who are not going to get the money back? People that are spending now.
Yeah, right.
So how do you create a situation that's fair and doesn't leave people out in the cold or people angry? This is not an easy problem to solve.
I just think about, you've taken the words right out of my mouth. What about the people who already paid?
Right.
On their own. You know, that's it. All of these schemes, Bernie Sanders, he comes up with, you know, maybe he wants to run for president again or whatever, it's free college for everybody. Nonsense! And who believes that? Only if you want to believe it, I guess. If you want to believe it, that's swell. But if you're realistic and know how the real world works, somebody's got to pay.
Yeah. On the other hand, and I agree with what you just said, but on the other hand, if you look at it objectively and you look at the rise in costs of colleges and you look at the way colleges operate, I think that colleges have to be reexamined
and the culture. Yeah.
So it's a bigger situation than just, you know, somebody's got to pay. So who? It's how much is being paid. I mean, a lot of colleges are money grubbing machines.
The other side of it is the professors.
Education.
And I say this advisedly, because my daughter is a college professor at UCLA, but she has three jobs. She teaches three classes.
She also is in charge of the writing department, and therefore administratively she has a job that would be considered by somebody full-time to administer, to find the people and to work out the courses that before she got there, amazingly enough, this is a college, one of the best colleges, and I'm blowing my daughter's horn, I guess, to a point, but one of the best colleges, public colleges in the country, if not the world, and they're in the heart of a city that needs writers to write products so they can be created within the industry that runs the city. And there was no writing course at the college. And so Megan said to the head of the department, how come there's no writing course here? And he said, well, that's a good question. Why don't you research it and get back to me? And then after she did, he said, okay, you're in charge. And there, that, you know.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
But she made her own job. She identified a need, and
yep.
she acted upon it. And to their credit, they gave her the go-ahead. I think that's a great story.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, but I'm saying that there are, that colleges, you know, I know other people who teach, you know, two or three courses a semester. They go in 2 or 3 days a week, and they're there for 2 or 3 hours.
Well, you're talking about adjunct professors.
Adjunct professors, no matter what, couldn't we be doing better? Couldn't we be using these people who have all this education and all this knowledge?
Maybe we should be paying them. Do you realize that adjunct professors, in some cases, are working for free for the honor of being able to say they're attached to that college?
And I know other tenured college professors making $150,000 a year, and they aren't contributing, no matter what their measure, $150,000 worth of credit of contributions to the college.
Back to my point that colleges have to be reevaluated in terms of the whole damn system.
Yeah. Don't you think that that college professors are sort of put, maybe appropriately in some ways, some places, into a circuit? They're looked upon as being somewhat different than the rest of the world. He's a college professor. Wow. You know, that kind of stuff? If that's true or not?
That's a very good question. Yeah, I think that to a certain level there's a prestige attached to being a college professor, but perhaps not as much as there was years ago, just like there used to be prestige attached to being a school teacher.
Or a policeman.
A policeman, a nurse.
Yeah.
But it's changing, and it's not 100% true in everything. I mean, some of the highest paid wealthy individuals now within everyday communities are the local plumber, electrician, carpenter.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are making a fortune.
Yeah, they are. They charge $160 an hour. God love them. People List, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine for the last week of April. These are the people that are being talked about and their connection to the stories, the top 10 stories. Trevor Reed is at number 10. Janet Yellen is 9. Madison Cawthorn is 8. Marjorie Taylor Greene is 7. The old fossil himself, Mitch McConnell, number 6. Kevin McCarthy, who just looks like he's angry all the time, is 5. Donald Trump, he looks relaxed and rested now that he's not the president. The two Vlads at 3. Vladimir Putin, bad, bad, bad guy, bad Vlad. And then there's Mr. Zelensky, who's the other person at number 3. Number 2, Elon Musk and all of his activities. Number 1, Joe Biden, President of the United States, person responsible for lots of controversy. I think just as an aside, I wish he'd say what he wanted to say and people would not come back and say, oh, this is what he really meant. Anyway, we've got all of these stories and people listed on the website for the DJV Show, djvshow.com, and at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. I want to find out who's in the conversation focus of the MH interview in a few moments. That'll happen after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a recap of the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. You can find these stories, by the way, every week, both at Talkers.com and DJVShow.com. At number 10, the weather and stories related to that, pollution, what's going on in the oceans, etc. Number 9, immigration, specifically Title 42. Number 8, race relations. Number 7, crime, violence, that sort of thing. Number 6, the continuing ad nauseum of January 6th. Number 5, the political realities of what's coming up in the midterm elections. COVID is 4, Russia, Ukraine, the war, all the ancillary stories with that. Number 3 this week, Elon Musk making lots of, I don't know if noise is the right word, but a lot of people paying attention to him because he acquired Twitter. Number 2 this week, and the economy is number 1. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so Michael, who's on the Michael Harrison interview schedule this week?
An interesting fellow, very important broadcaster. His name is Joe Madison. He's the highest-ranked African-American news talk radio host on our Heavy 100. And for years now, he has hosted the mornings on the Urban View channel at Sirius XM Satellite Radio. He's a civil rights activist, very, very active. He's been arrested. He's had hunger strikes. He's the real deal. He, you know, what do they say? He walks the walk as well as talks the talk. And we talk about the state of race relations in America. He has a new book called Radioactive. It's about his life. It's a memoir. And it's a very interesting conversation. MHinterview.com.
All right. Joe Madison, who is from Washington, was on local radio in Washington for a long time before he got the gig at Sirius XM. He has been, as you suggest, I'm thinking he's about my age by now, isn't he? About
our age. Again. He's in his 70s, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and he's still at it. That's what I like about being able to do this. We can keep going no matter what our age. Michael Harrison, ageless, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the appearance of one Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official legal expert here on the Countdown, college professor of law, strangely enough, at Bentley University, and a practicing attorney. Plus, he's responsible for the website scamicide.com. And boy, is there a lot of activity this week, this month, this year there. The FDA, I'm going to start with this. This is not from Scamicide, but maybe you put things like this up there because it's not about having your wealth stolen from you, but there's a certain amount of propriety, I guess, Steve, whether people can send, do they sue the folks that make Lucky Charms because people get sick? Are there ever lawsuits? You're eating Lucky Charms this week and you get vomiting, nausea, diarrhea. There's a website called iwaspoisoned.com.
Oh my. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. Is a reporting platform for these kind of things, and usually from that come some lawsuits. So I guess there are a couple of angles here for this.
Yeah, there certainly could be. As far as product liability, you know, if someone is getting sick, and I saw the same stories about this, so there apparently was some kind of contamination in there with Lucky Charms, if they weren't quite so lucky.
Right.
But the bottom line is, yes, the companies are responsible for that. Actually, it's kind of a strict liability thing. Even if they're not negligent, their products have to meet certain standards. As a matter of fact, for consumer products, even, and this is interesting, in a consumer product, even if it doesn't have a specific warranty, there's something called an implied warranty of merchantability, and that means it will be of good average quality, and certainly with that, it definitely implies that it has to be safe. So, you know, the amount of damages, and by damages, that's the legal term for the money you get, I don't know, you know, how much, how serious the harm was to people. I think we probably will see some lawsuits.
All right. Number four this week on the Countdown story list is a focus on COVID. And the reason I bring it up with you is that the Department of Justice is bringing criminal charges in a fraud scheme, or a number of them apparently, that included overcharging for medical services,
creating and selling fake vaccine cards, all this stuff that has, you know, when there's a lot of money, obviously there are going to be people trying to take advantage. Several defendants used COVID testing to gather patients' personal info and then submitted claims for more, you know, unnecessary tests and stuff. So they've been screwing the system because they know how the system works. So what do we do about that?
Yeah, this is big. COVID was the perfect storm for scammers. And in fact, on Scamicide.com, touting my own horn here, the New York Times cited Scamicide as one of the top three sources for information about COVID scams, with the other two being government agencies. You point out what the Justice Department is doing now, and there have been literally hundreds of people taking advantage of the fact that when money was getting out to people, the effort was to get it out as quick as possible, and security was secondary. The same thing with cards, and the same thing with vaccines. You know, the emphasis was on getting things out fast. So now that we're getting more into an endemic rather than a pandemic, the Justice Department, which had been bringing actions against purveyors of phony cures and some of the people with cards and identity theft by stealing information, now they're really going full bore, and I think this is important. In fact, one that a lot of people may not be aware of, there was an organized cyber crime group, not surprisingly, from Nigeria, that literally stole hundreds of millions of dollars from the various states' unemployment systems. They went in and they bought social security numbers of people that were being sold on the dark web, that part of the internet where criminals buy and sell goods. Those social security numbers were obtained from data breaches, and then used those to make the applications in the United States. They had money mules, people here who would get the money and wire it back, and the government's going after those guys as well.
As well they ought to. All right, so check out Scamicide.com. As Steve said, one of the most prestigious places to get informational, and there's certainly a look at, I got three more stories here we don't have time for, scammers in the war against Ukraine. I mean, they're all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So check out Scamicide.com. That's Steve's website. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official legal advisor here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.